The Vatican Secretary for Relations with States, Archbishop Dominique Mamberti, yesterday addressed the 62nd session of the United Nations General Assembly High-Level Dialogue on Interreligious and Intercultural Understanding and Cooperation for Peace. Archbishop Mamberti immediately reaffirmed that religion is a herald of peace and that the use of violence can never be attributed to religion but to man's misuse of it. He pointed out that in recent history, political leaders have sometimes manipulated religious identity and that some nationalist movements have utilized religious differences to garner support for their causes. Religion, he said, has also been used as a vehicle for violent protest where states have failed to provide development and justice for their people and have blocked other channels of dissent. The Archbishop also said there cannot be peace without understanding and cooperation among religions. There cannot be understanding and cooperation among religions without religious liberty. In this regard, pointed out the Archbishop, the role of political authorities, states and international organisations are called to adhere to and enforce the principles of the Universal Declaration of Human Rights, in particular the right to religious freedom. Respect for religious liberty, he said, would unmask the pretense of some terrorists to justify their unjustifiable actions on religious grounds. If religions want to build peace, they must teach forgiveness. In fact, there is no peace without justice, and there is no justice without forgiveness. Religious communities can also make a positive contribution to peace by educating their own members in their teachings on peace and solidarity. Fruitful high-level international gatherings and religious leaders aimed at praying for and promoting peace should be replicated at national and local levels. Here Archbishop pointed to the example of St. Francis City of Assisi, where he said over the past 20 years, leaders of the world's religious had gathered together to pray and offer a common witness for peace.
You're listening to Vatican Radio.